Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Max.
Hello, everybody. This is Blair. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三啊，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与到原版书籍的福利抽奖了。
Yeah, we have carefully picked out these English novels. They are very, very good materials for learning English. If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So, go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to you all!
Max, when did you get married?
Well, I got married in June 30th, 2020, a day I will never forget.
Oh, so you will soon celebrate your one-year anniversary.
Well, in the West, you get your marriage license on the wedding day.But it's a little different in China. I got my marriage license on June 30th, but I haven't had my wedding ceremony yet. But we usually just celebrate the wedding day as our anniversary.
啊，就是说在西方的话呢，一般是在婚礼的当天得到公证啊，正式成为夫妻。咱们国内呢，还是会先领结婚证，然后再去办婚礼的，对不对？那婚礼的这个表达就是 wedding ceremony.
Yes, and Blair just mentioned a good word.Anniversary. Anniversary means a date that is an exact number of years after the date of an important or special event.
对 ,anniversary 就是我们说的结婚纪念日。Well, since we're on the topic of wedding ceremony, why don't we just talk more about it?
Sounds good to me.
那今天我们就来聊一聊婚礼有关的那些英文表达吧。那今天的节目笔记呢也为大家整理好了。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记 So, do you want a Chinese wedding or a Western wedding?
Well, we are thinking of both actually. But I haven't been to a proper Chinese one yet. So, I'm leaning towards a church wedding.
Well, I can tell you something about Chinese wedding.
Oh, that's good.
首先第一个 What to wear?Somber hues like dark blue, black, and gray, and green are not advised as it can symbolize bad luck.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
在国内婚礼的话呢，最好就不要穿比较暗的颜色了啊。那我们这个比较暗的颜色就可以说 somber hues, 翻译为呢忧郁的颜色，尤其是像黑色呀，然后绿色呀，寓意就不好，对不对？
Just as wearing an all-white dress to a Western wedding is frowned upon.
Yeah, you don't want to upstage the bride.
Exactly. If someone upstages you, they draw attention away from you by being more attractive or interesting.
Yes, 西方的婚礼嘛，女士的话呢，就不要穿白色的礼服了 ，all white， 全是白色的啊。因为新娘肯定是主角嘛，所以不能抢她的风头。Upstage 就是我们说的抢风头。
Yes, or you can use the word outshine.
Yes. Well, do you know what should you bring as a gift to a Chinese wedding?
That's easy. Money.
Yes, a red gift envelope containing money. 在国内呢，参加婚礼就非常简单了。我们就是给份子钱，对不对？一般就把钱呢会装在一个红包里面，然后写上自己的名字。红包呢，我们就可以用这个表达 red envelope.
Yes, and the envelope should be decorated with auspicious characters.Such as happiness and wealth.
你很懂吗？我们 Max 老师刚刚有说到啊，装份子钱的这个红包呢，上面就最好有一些吉祥话，比如说幸福呀、发财呀、早生贵子这一类的吉祥话，我们就可以用这个表达 auspicious characters.
Yeah, I've been to a Chinese wedding once, and it was really strange for me just to give them money at the very beginning.But now I feel that it's actually a lot easier.
刚刚我 Max 老师、啊、有说到他刚刚来中国的时候、啊、不是很习惯这种直接给份子钱的方式。So, what do you usually give for newlyweds? 就是给新婚的夫妇会送一些什么呢?
Well, we have something called a wedding registry. It's a service provided by a website or retail store that assists engaged couples in the communication of gift preferences.To wedding guests.
Oh, I know this. Max 老师刚给我们介绍了一个他们的习惯啊，就是新婚夫妇呢会做一个礼物登记，叫做 wedding registry. 然后他们可以挑选好自己喜欢的一些东西啊， 然后自己比较想买的东西啊，参加婚礼的宾客呢，就只需要去认购他想要的东西其中一项就可以了。
Yep, it saves time for both the giver and the recipient.
Yeah, but I think it's even more time saving to just give them money.
Well, true, but it's just strange for us to give money to you, you know?
可以理解啊，就是说确实在有些地方给钱会显得有点奇奇怪怪的，对不对？这种礼物登记的方式呢，就比较好的避免尴尬了，也能送到这种收礼物的人他想要的东西。
Yes, exactly. And do you know what is the most strange thing about Chinese weddings for us?
What?
The wedding photos. You will take photos before the wedding day, right?
对啊，就是拍结婚照嘛。
Then they're not wedding photos. It's costume photos.Wedding photos should be taken at the wedding. They should capture the moment of the wedding instead of posing and trying to look good before it.
我们 Max 老师不能理解的就是咱们国内婚礼的地方就是咱们中国人喜欢在结婚之前拍结婚照，对不对？但是对于像 Max 老师这样的外国人来说啊，结婚照应该是结婚当天才拍的，那样才能说是记住美好的回忆瞬间。Capture the moment 就是我们说的抓住那个瞬间。
Yes, so that's why I prefer a church wedding. So we can take many photos with family and a bunch of friends. That's what I want to keep in my album.
Okay, I get it. It's different, but it just become part of the routine now. And have you ever seen a Chinese wedding dress?
No, I've never seen one. Usually the Chinese brides also wear white dresses, don't they?
Yeah. Well, I can show you some pictures.
Oh, it's so red. The dress, I mean.
Yeah.
The hairstyle and the decorations are so different, but I like it.
刚刚给 Max 老师看了几张咱们中式婚礼的几张照片啊。最近这几场婚礼呢，在国外的社交媒体上也是特别的火，像是 TikTok, 像是 Instagram, 中国元素呢不断地走向世界。Do you think it's a little bit too much?
Well, I do. But for some people, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, so they can do whatever they like.
对。Once in a lifetime, 就是我们说的一生一次。确实对于很多人来说呢，一辈子就结这一次的婚了。And there are also some funny comments like, if my wedding isn't this extra, I don't want to get married.
Funny. Well, for me, I don't want extra. I just want a simple but memorable one.
So when are you going to hold your wedding?
Well, it's hard to say. It's still a little bit dangerous to go back, because we might get stuck in our country because of the pandemic situation. But I hope it's sometime this year.
确实啊，因为国外疫情的关系呢，我们 Max 老师现在还不太能回国，所以也就不太好举办婚礼了。那我们就期待疫情早点过去吧，我们 Max 老师能够尽早的回国办婚礼。
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, 那我们今天的节目就先到这里了啊。最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近呢，我们还有一个早安会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课啊，免费开放给大家。
Yeah, at the same time, we will have a study group to supervise your study. Our founder, Alan, will also be in the group to give you guidance for 7 days. This minicamp is especially suitable for students who really want to improve their English.
对，限量名额200个。想报名免费参加的同学呢，赶紧微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
So, thank you very much for listening. This is Max.
And this is Blair. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。